And we're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. An old friend of the show, Chris Fowle, haven't had him on because of the offseason, but the fall is right around the corner, and now the UE women's soccer coach is back in business with us here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
We're doing good. I appreciate it.
Coming off of vacation as well, so rested, relaxed, resetted, and that had to happen because the season is right around the corner. How are you feeling? I mean, I'd imagine it's one of those things where you go about your day and then you check the time and maybe your watch has a date on it, like a calendar feature, and you see, it's July 22nd. The season starts in a few weeks. I got to get a move on. It kind of sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, this summer has gone by the quickest of any of the summers in college coaching. It's been a blur, and part of it because I'm kind of excited with, you know, the group that's coming back and returning and incoming players. But, you know, the summers are boring. You know, you kind of want the season to get going and the players back on campus and things like that. So, you know, it's a good time. And like you said, we start next – I think we have our team meeting on Monday, and we get going on Tuesday.
Wow. It's unreal how it does sneak up on you. You mentioned you're really excited for this season, for this group. What is it about this group that makes you – extra excited, especially excited for 2025?
Well, I think the core of the group, you know, obviously we lost a couple kids, you know, Maya and Rachel, that were key components. You know, Riley and Zinger graduated, but the core of the players are coming back, and we had a lot of injuries in the fall, so we ended up starting like seven freshmen and sophomores in the fall. And since I've been here, it's the first time in conference that I think for the most we outshot conference teams, which we've never done in the past. Our issue still is scoring goals, but we created a lot of opportunities. You know, good example, Illinois State, I think we outshot them 26-6, but couldn't score goals. So I think those players returning, the key of those, you know, Taylor Johnson and some of those players that created those opportunities, as I said, you know, I wasn't mad we weren't finishing them. It was more exciting that we were finally creating them, especially, like I said, starting seven freshmen and sophomores and being able to compete and, you know, start to dominate some of the conference games, and I think that will come. So we have that core class coming back and a really good recruiting class coming in, and it's probably the most depth I've ever had in college coaching. So I'm excited a lot of different ways, and I think this team could be an interesting team over the next year or two.
Emmy Brenner last year kind of came on in a big way, freshman defender. In fact, she won the final Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Week honor. And now coming in as a sophomore and kind of shifting over, and she, I'd imagine, is one of those players you're kind of alluding to as someone who's coming back with some experience under her belt, someone who could take a step up, and she was really effective a season ago. What do you know about her progression from year one to year two, which I feel like is typically known as the big development jump?
It is. And what's interesting with her, and you know, there's three of them really that kind of stood out, was, you know, obviously Emmy Brenner, Lindley Amick, who started every game at center back for us, and Brielle LaBerge, who was an outside back, center back. I mean, we played Louisville last year, and we basically had two freshman center backs and then Emmy Brenner as a holding mid in front. Emmy is an amazing kid because we actually recruited her as a center back. And as we got to know her and she started to developing, and she could, in practice, was scoring goals off corner kicks and get at the end of crosses and heading, and she just had a knack to be in the right place and all this stuff. Through the injuries, we, you know, from game one, we just kept losing players. So we kept moving these freshmen and putting them in places, and we put her as a holding mid against Western Kentucky, and she got an assist and created a lot of different opportunities, and that was it. It was like, oh, my God, you can play here. And so in the spring, we really pushed and developed her and trying to push her forward a little bit more with things like that. So we expect a lot from her, you know, and same with those couple freshmen and sophomores that got a lot of playing time due to injuries. And but, yeah, I mean, there's three or four of them, and Emmy's one of them that I think the sky's the limit, and, you know, we're hoping – to kind of get big things out of that. And so, you know, Taylor Johnson and Ella Hamner are good examples. Freshmen, they were good. They were there. You could see it. their sophomore year, they started to create and develop, and, you know, Taylor Johnson finally started scoring some goals. And you could just see their junior this year coming in, that they're just that moment away from, like, really turning this program around. And I think Emmy and some of these freshmen that are going to be now sophomores, getting the amount of playing time like Ella and TJ got, I really think that's the development and the growth that we've been looking for.
Chris Fow, the UE women's soccer head coach, is here on WRF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway. An Evansville tradition since 1972, that little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. The Aces start their 2025 season in only a couple of weeks. Team meeting on Monday, so the preseason really starts then. But August 5th at the Kutch against IU Indy is when the season begins. Chris Fow, the head coach, here to talk about it on WREF. And, Coach, you alluded to the recruiting class you guys have coming in and some midfielders as well, talking about Emmy. Well, let's talk about a local midfielder, Izzy Ryan, and it's been a long time coming because I know she committed in September of 2023, but now the Castle product comes and matriculates to be an ace, finally. So congratulations. I know that it's not easy to wait on such a talent like Izzy Ryan. What are you expecting out of her? It's an interesting scenario where you get to watch and observe the growth of your commit, one of your commits, up close and personal like you have Izzy Ryan over the past couple of years. So what do you expect out of her for her freshman season?
I expect good things from her. I think, you know, the last year or two and watching, like you said, you know, we recruit kind of far out. So it's kind of exciting finally she's here and, you know, watching her continue to grow and obviously and develop and mature a little bit. And, you know, I think the confidence over the last 2 years with her through high school, it really seen a difference. What I liked about Izzy is a lot of different things. She's very technical, and she can play in the center of the park, but she also can drift wide and get on the ball. So, you know, the way we play is kind of a little bit of interchangeable, you know, and so to get her on the ball, I think, is going to be key, and I think we're excited about that part of it. And, you know, we talked about a little bit of the Emmy Brenner. I'm a big believer of this when I recruit kids, is I don't know where you're going to end up. I just know you can play. And as you come in and you start to develop and grow and mature and all that stuff, it's going to be interesting where she ends up on the field. But what I always liked about her, I really think she can play in multiple positions, which is huge and key for us to add depth to it. So, you know, as a center mid, attacking center mid, is big. She can get, kind of overlap her center forward and drift up there, but she also can drift out wide in a 4-3-3 system and get wide with it. But, you know, the thing I like about her is we got to get her on the ball and find it. She's technical and she's a smart player, and we're very excited about her. And I'm very excited to see in preseason where she's going to end up developing.
I just be careful, Coach, because I hear that through the grapevine that she's planning on majoring in nursing, and the nursing schedule, yeah. I know for these student-athletes, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. And it's not easy for the coaches to navigate and try to accommodate. I know you have experience in doing it, but it doesn't get any easier, I'm sure.
No, it doesn't. But the good thing here, one, we're a small private school, so
yeah.
It's a little bit more hands-on, and we can work with the student-athletes. We have 5 nursing kids on our team.
Yeah.
And we'll have 2 that'll be seniors. We have PT doctors. We have a neurosurgeon. Our goalkeeper from Toronto wants to be a neuro doctor. So we're used to it. So, you know, I came for assistant at Princeton University. And at Princeton, we went to a Final Four, and we never had a full team at training because it's Princeton, in Ivy League school. And, you know, it's tough to get them to training when they're doing all the stuff they're doing. So I'm used to it. I'm used to kids popping in and out of training session and how do we continue to push them and develop them and keep them part of the team. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. She's a very driven, smart kid. And so we, you know, that's part of the things that we look at when we recruit somebody like Izzy that wants to go nursing. You know, we do look at their academic side of things and the grades. And, you know, she was playing for Louisville for a little bit in the club system. So travel and keeping her grade point average up at high school and playing high school soccer and all that stuff. So we're pretty sure she's capable of doing that. There is some flexibility on my part and the team. But it's nothing new and something that we're excited about. And she's a great kid. And like I said, she's just driven. So we know it's going to work out well for her.
No, of course. Again, Chris Fow here on WREF. The Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. August is right around the corner for the Aces, getting ready for that first game against IU Indy August 5th, a Tuesday. Over on the east side of town is where and when the schedule begins. But the question really becomes, who's going to be playing in the back of the net for this Aces team? Because Maya Danik, a grad senior last season, she's no longer with the program. She graduated. You do have one returner from that goalkeeping position, I believe. But who do you expect to be in that spot and taking that role, especially for the first game or two of 2025, Coach?
Yeah, we got two actually returners. Allie Lammers is a freshman.
Not big part.
And she didn't, yeah, that's right. And she didn't play, none of them played in the fall because Maya obviously was at Elka, got a little bit of playing time. She's a redshirt sophomore, but played all the games in the spring for us, did extremely well, and played in Atlanta this summer for a team there and did extremely well. So, you know, it's hers kind of to lose. Allie's had great training sessions with us and has got a year under her belt. Also had a little bit of a good spring for us. And then we got a very talented goalkeeper coming out of Toronto that we're very high on. So, you know, like everything else, you know, if things go well, you just hopefully Elka will take the reins just because of experience. And, you know, like I said, she's going to be a redshirt sophomore, so she's been 3 years with us. But Allie Lammers is a surprise, and I really think in another year or so she's going to be another Maya Danik. You know, a little bit on the smaller size, but Maya was absolutely phenomenal for us. And, you know, I think as Allie gets comfortable with all that stuff, we'll be kind of the same boat. But Elka has made tremendous strides over the last 2 years with us, grown and matured and really developed, got in shape, worked hard, and has done really well for us. And, you know, like I said, I think took the majority of the spring for us in games, had a really good summer for us, and kind of the player we'll probably be leaning on in preseason. And then we'll kind of go from there with the three keepers and see who takes it over. And that's what's nice about, you know, a couple early preseason games to kind of put those players in and see where they are for us. But, yeah, Maya's a big loss for us. But you know, it's amazing, you know, before that, you know, with Till and Goldmaker Till, and she was phenomenal. We didn't think we'd be able to replace her. Maya did a great job, and we think we got the next couple keepers that will be able to fill that gap with us.
All right, Coach, so here's the magic question, right? And I'll get you out of here on this. Really appreciate your time. August 5th is creeping closer and closer. Monday is the team meeting and really the start of the real ramp-up for it. What is on the Chris Fowle to-do list? What do you feel this team needs to accomplish before the season begins, again, August 5th on the east side of town against IU Indy?
The biggest thing is fitness, and we talked about it all spring. I think that, you know, we had the biggest group of players in the spring since I've been here, and we had, I think, 24 or 25 players in the spring. And so to have that many players in the spring play in those games that come back in the fall and be the nucleus of the team – and for the first time since I've been here, not relying on freshmen to come in and really start. You know, freshmen get playing time. That's a bonus. So we got the nucleus team coming back, and I think on day one we talked about it. If you come in fit and everybody's fit and they've been working really hard this summer, I think, like I said, over the next year or two, we're going to be a really interesting team. It's going to be a deep team, athletic team, and we're finally not going to be young, and we'll have some maturity and things like that. So I think the to-do list is very simple. I think, you know, we got a lot accomplished in the spring with how we want to play going into the fall. Those kids are coming back. It's implementing the freshmen, but to me it's very simple. If they come in fit, it could be an interesting season for us.
Coach, really can't thank you enough for you taking the time, your insight into this program. A really exciting year coming up in 2025 with all the returning talent, the incoming talent as well. We can't wait to follow along and have you back on again soon, maybe get some student-athletes on as well, give you and your program a platform, whatever we could do here on the program to help you out and get some eyes and ears on this team and what this team is about to accomplish in 2025. Be happy to do it.
I appreciate your time and support. I really do.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.